Good afternoon, good morning. This is Mark Johnson from Loyalty 360. I hope everyone's happy, safe, and well. I want to welcome you back to another edition of Loyalty Live. In this series, we speak to leading agencies, technology partners, and consultants in customer channel and brand loyalty about the technology trends and best practices that impact a brand's ability to drive unique experiences, enhance engagement, and most importantly, drive customer loyalty. Today, we have the pleasure of Sukumar Mutya. He's the Executive Vice President of Integrated Loyalty at Insera. How are you doing today?
Excellent, Mark. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking the time. It's always good to reconnect. First off, we'd like to start these on a more personal level. So we'd love to know a little bit more about you, your role at Insera, and maybe a bit about your background.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So my name is Sukumar Mutya, Executive Vice President at Insera, overseeing integrated loyalty suite of services. So what we mean by integrated loyalty is, it's a combination of services underneath that practice, if you will. So it includes client strategy, it includes marketing technology integration. So that's where loyalty technology comes into picture. And then analytics, creative, and print on demand. So all of these things together, you know, we call that as integrated loyalty. Insera itself is a marketing, digital marketing services company. So we service clients across B2B, B2C, and B2B2C industries. The way we do that is we have a suite of proprietary products. We also recommend best-in-class products that is in the industry. And then loyalty, incentives, rewards, and all of that falls within our integrated loyalty practice. So as far as my background, Mark, I've been with Insera for 10 years. So I've been in the CRM and loyalty space, servicing our customers across many industries. And then overall in the marketing technology space for about 18 years. And, since the time of database marketing to all the way to today people are talking about AI and Gen AI and that kind of thing. And then interestingly, my background, my master's thesis was in artificial intelligence and neural networks. So the thing that I did, it's a fun fact, and the thing that I did in the thesis, to work on 7 variables, it took me a year to do it, hand coding in C++. And today, you look at some of these ChatGPT engines, it's 700 billion variables and it can generate answers in minutes. So the concept is still the same, but the compute power has skyrocketed. But anyway, and then I spent, 18 years in MarTech. And prior to that, I spent about 10 years in supply chain space. So overall, I've been in the technology space and trying to help solve customer problems.
Okay. For those who may not be familiar with Insera, can you tell us a little bit more about how Insera supports brands' customer loyalty efforts? And give a brief overview of the services you provide and who you provide it to.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are, as I said, within integrated loyalty, the way we look at loyalty is not just as a loyalty program, right? So we look at loyalty beyond a loyalty program, loyalty as a culture. So when we work with enterprises, when we work with our customers, we try to introduce the concept of loyalty as not just loyalty sitting in the marketing organization. Loyalty touches across your enterprise, right? So whether it's your customer service, whether it's your financial service, whether it's your product management organization, so everyone has to know what loyalty is all about. So we look at loyalty beyond a loyalty program. And then we want the customers, the brand's customers, to keep thinking about the brand, whether they are in the buying cycle or not. Right. So if you look at typically a loyalty program, when you're in buying cycle, hey, do I have a coupon? Do I have enough points? Can I redeem this? Can I get some discounts? So that's typically the thinking, but we want to change that thinking into, hey, if you're not in a buying cycle, how do you keep thinking about the brand? So in order for us to do that, you need to really understand the customers very, very well. Right. So the way you want to do that is by collecting the customer data at every interaction, every touch point at the brand level. Right. So we have a suite of data services where we, consolidate data. We offer CDP services, implementation of CDP. So that way you can consolidate data and build intelligence. And then we have analytics offering to look at that CDPs. And then, you can do segmentation, you can do modeling, you can do advanced analytics. You can look at, how to leverage that unified customer data. And then we have marketing technology integration team that is basically, you know, executing, using that data, executing programs like CRM program. Then comes the loyalty program, right? So we design the loyalty program. We help choose customers a specific loyalty technology. By the way, we also have our own loyalty for B2B. We have our incentive module. So we recommend that. And in a typical, you know, B2C scenarios, then we recommend, you know, best-in-class technology. And then we do the integration. And then we do all this customer journey orchestration, customer engagement, triggered emails, and so on and so forth. So that's all part of our MarTech integration. And then we have, you know, creative team. So that is actually creating compelling content to drive those customer engagements, right? And then we have a strategy team that is designing what kind of strategy to execute. They're constantly looking at, you know, how the programs are performing and then how to pivot or change the strategies on the, you know, subsequent programs. So, and then we also have print on demand, which is basically, you know, an additional channel that we support in order to, you know, do the direct mail and do the catalogs and so on and so forth. So all of these things together is how we look at loyalty just beyond the loyalty program. Okay. So we do get, you know, we do get customers coming to us in three different asks, right? So one is for program modernization, right? So, hey, I've got an existing program, but I want to modernize some of this program. And then you help me modernize the program and also technology migration. They might have a particular technology. They want to migrate to a new technology. Maybe they've outgrown. There's some feature function that's not there. So that is one set. And the other one is just purely tech migration. And so, hey, you know, we got a program is working, but I need to migrate to a new technology. So we support that. And then finally, you know, completely a new program design, right? So we don't have a program, but we want to design a new loyalty program and then the technology. But that piece in today's day and age, and, you know, people have some sort of loyalty program. So it's mostly in the first two buckets.
Okay. There's a great deal of a challenge right now, opportunity in customer loyalty, more data, zero-party data, first-party data. You mentioned AI. When you look at the challenges brands may have in getting a holistic view of the customer, right? Understanding all the interactions they may have, you know, what are you seeing that's working? What are some strategies that you feel in kind of the state of customer loyalty, wanting to get a more holistic view, that what are some strategies that are working to help drive long-term customer relationships and brand loyalty?
Yeah, so, you know, our vision, Mark, for loyalty, you know, we look at it, you know, in four different ways, right? So, you know, in order for the loyalty program to really work, right? So one is, you have to look at loyalty, it's the value creation for the brand beyond just the loyalty mechanics, if you will, right? So, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, typically loyalty was based on transaction only. You know, if you go beyond the transaction, what are the other areas of touch points? What are the different things that the customers are doing with the brand? And then how do you attract them to that, right? So you go beyond loyalty mechanics. And then the second piece that we look at is the connected experience. So, you know, people are there in multiple different, you know, they come to the website, you have mobile app, you call center, et cetera. So you should have consistent experience across all of this. I'll give you an example. So if you send a customer a particular offer in an email, right? When they go to the website, they log in, will they see the exact same offer? When they go to the mobile app, will they see exact same offer? It's as simple as that. You know, you should create consistency across, you know, your connected devices and experiences. And then the third piece is the emotional connection, right? So make the customer heard, valued, you know, look at their context and why they're there and why, what they want at that particular point in time, right? That's that. And then the fourth piece is the community, the local influence, right? So, you know, local and community influence. So if you are a national brand, you may have multiple different local stores, then, you know, what is happening at the local store level and then attracting the customer at that local store level, right? Bringing all of these four things together, you know, there is not one tool or anything that can do all of these things, right? So that's where I think an integrated loyalty strategy will really help, right? So that's where bringing it all together. And, you know, we work with the clients to strive for that thing, right? So you do those things, you know, in terms of strategy, in terms of technology, in terms of marketing technology integration, then you have a holistic view of a loyalty program that really works.
Okay. From your perspective, what are the primary challenges that brands face today when it comes to fostering customer loyalty? Is it keeping up with technology? Is it having internal alignment from the organization? What are some of the challenges that you see, and how does Ancira help brands address these challenges?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it's a combination of multiple things, right? So from a program standpoint, the challenges that I see is some of the programs are just complex, right? So just for customers to just understand how really the program works, will create some sort of confusion, complexity, and they'll just drop the program, right? Because there are some statistics I read that an average person will have at least, you know, signed up for at least 8 to 12 programs, loyalty programs and whatnot, right? And if you're in a regular, you know, day-to-day, you know, commodity and groceries buying and stuff like that, it's very easy to drop from one program to another program. So making sure that the reward complexity is minimum is that's number one. Showing ROI when it comes to the brand and implementing the loyalty programs, showing an ROI is very, very critical, right? So, you know, we help customers in terms of what are the, you know, the reports and the dashboards and the KPIs and looking at exactly, you know, how much money is being spent by offering the discounts and offers and so on. And then, you know, what's the revenue that is actually generated? So really, you know, keeping an eye on the ROI part of it. Because a lot of times they launch the loyalty program. What I've seen is they launch the loyalty program in that excitement, you know, it keep going. Then all of a sudden, you know, 8 months, 12 months later, oh, this is not doing anything. Why did you wait for 8 months? So constantly keep tracking this, follow the trend, that kind of thing. And then, you know, making, like I was saying earlier, making customer feel important, understanding the context, right? So this is where some of your, you know, your zero party data, first party data, third party data, all of that bringing together. That's where I think some of the loyalty vendors are now trying to think that, you know, hey, I've got a CDP also. I need to integrate with CDP. Or maybe I have, you know, some loyalty vendors also have tags that they can collect data from different touch points. And they are calling themselves like, we are consolidating all this data within our own database. So if you know all the different touch points, then you'll be able to understand the context of why the customers are. So some of those, you know, that's where I see, I think it's a combinatorial problem with the, you know, program design, you know, minimizing the complexity in the program, seeing the ROI for that, and then making sure that you have the technology that can support your program design.
Okay. When you look at privacy, that's a big area of concern from our members as well. You know, being compliant with the different privacy laws, how you collect data, even from something as simple as defining a term. We did a research paper last year on privacy from a brand perspective, and there can be a great deal of confusion or dichotomy between how terms are defined, right? What is an essential cookie? What is not an essential cookie? So when you look at the increased customer data and privacy concern, how do you help your clients navigate that?
I mean, it is, you know, when it comes to privacy, number one is whether you're collecting the first party data, you know, in terms of cookies, you know, if they've declared, if they're not declared. So collecting the data in terms of cookies, everything has to be consent driven, right? So that's why you see, you know, today, anything, you know, any website you go, you 100 times you have to click accept the cookies, right? So that type of thing is there. So, and then, you know, because we are talking loyalty program here, and people are signing up for loyalty program. So when they are signing up for loyalty program, what we advise our clients is, you know, don't ask all this information upfront when they're signing up, right? So get the minimum information that is needed to create a loyalty record for that particular customer. So as a part of that, you have obtained an opt-in, right? Because you obtained an opt-in, now you have a preference center, or you can do a progressive, you know, data collection strategy, right? So as they start engaging in the loyalty program, you can start collecting more information about that individual, right? So that means now you have a database filled with 100% accurate information given by the customer who have consented that they can, you can communicate with them, right? So that is why a loyalty program aligned with a preference center technology, you know, with a hub and spoke, right? So, you know, normally what happens is, you know, you have a preference center. If you're sending an email, your email program ESP may have a preference center. The loyalty technology may have a preference where you're collecting the data. Your website might have some other piece of information, you know, that's collecting the data. Now, bringing it all together becomes yet another, you know, complicated technology. But if you have a hub and spoke with one technology, all the information is collected in different places, are coming together in the central place. And that can be used, leveraged by loyalty programs to actually, you know, do that. And then, you know, collecting that consent-based, and then, you know, obviously, you know, we work with a lot of technology vendors, and then we make sure that our client requirements are met through the vendors in terms of how they collect the data, how they store the data in terms of privacy, security, and then how we track the data, right? So in, obviously with GDPR, so the right to be forgotten has to be 100% honored.
Okay, excellent. So when you look at customer loyalty and some things your clients are doing, what do you think is working when it comes to building successful customer loyalty programs and strategies? Can you give us a couple of examples?
What I see there, Mark, is in terms of what is working is, you know, like I said earlier, right? So when we work with them, creating a simple program. So a loyalty program that has to be understood by the customer. So it should be a very, very simple program. So, yeah, and then it should be generating value to the brand, right? It should be, you know, what is the value, you know, for the customer, sorry, value to the customer. And then in infrastructure that is available to support that program, right? So, you know, that's what, you know, when we work with our customer, we look at the customer requirements, use cases, and what are the goals and objectives. Number two, we look at what is the infrastructure that they're operating in, right? So is it cloud infrastructure? What are the different pieces of technology integration that is happening? And then the third piece is what data is actually available and what else we need, right? So that's the data part of it. And then the fourth thing is overall technology stack, right? So when you look at these four things and then you design a loyalty program, and that is very, very simple to understand, very simple to implement. And then the more important thing about all of these things is getting 100% buy-in from the executive management, because I've seen time and time again, loyalty has become a byproduct of an enterprise objective versus loyalty as the main product, right? So if it becomes a byproduct, they'll very easily shelve it. Hey, this we can move this to the next year. We don't want to do it this year because we've got all these other competing priorities. So that is important. And then you, when you look at this technology infrastructure and data, what are the pieces that they're trying to modernize? You know, what is their e-commerce? You know, are they planning to migrate e-commerce? Who are the technology vendors? Sometimes they may be on an old platform, you know, point of sale system also, right? So, you know, if you're on an old platform, you have to migrate. And then at the same time, you're trying to introduce a loyalty program, design implementation, then you are stuck, you know, until this point of sale technology is migrated, I can't do an integration with that. So these are some of the things that you have to keep in mind holistically across these four dimensions, you know, creating the program, which is simple, looking at your infrastructure, looking at what technology pieces are currently available, what is yet to be migrated, and then, you know, making sure that the data supports that program. So when you look at it, I mean, it's a lot of things, but you can make it very, very simple when you look at it that way, and then create a program, and that really, you know, that really works, and you know, you can implement, they can start seeing the value of the program.
Okay. When you look at programs out there from a customer loyalty perspective that you think work, being, you know, a steward of the industry, you know, what do you like about their offerings? Are there a couple of programs that you think stand out in regard to how they engage the customer?
Yeah, some of the things in terms of, you know, what stands out for me is, you know, I'm a big follower of, you know, doing things very, very simply, right? So, you do simple things, great, right? That's what I like. Couple programs that I really like is obviously, everyone talks about Starbucks. I like Starbucks, simple program, stars. I also like Starbucks because they're not afraid to experiment on new things. For example, Web3, NFTs, stuff like that, right? So they are the first ones to actually start experimenting on that. So I like that creating it simple, but at the same time, you're trying to experiment new technologies. And if there is a value, you can jump on it very, very quickly. And the other thing I liked is, because obviously my wife, uses Bath and Body Works and, very simple program, $1 point, right? 75 points, you can redeem anything you want. So versus they create all this complexity in the currencies, you got to, obtain a gazillion points to get like a $5 discount. So those things are, it's not going to, customers are very easily going to switch brands. So I like those types of things, that really, stands out for me.
Okay, great. When you look at what's next for NCIRA, over the next year or so, any closing thoughts or ideas about where NCIRA is going to go, how they're going to keep pushing the envelope with regard to driving customer loyalty for their clients?
Yeah, so the next thing for the next big thing that I would see is, obviously we talked about AI being the next big thing in the industry itself. So as a part of that, what we are trying to do is, leveraging some of this AI ML to make the loyalty program simple. For example, if a particular customer is browsing the website, redeeming the points, why are they redeeming the points? What are they redeeming the points for, right? So if they're redeeming for an adventure vacation, then we have, we collect that information and drive that into a marketing communication to tell them, hey, you're close to, loyalty triggers are always communicated to the customer, but at the same time, you're adding this context to, why they redeemed previously, and then leveraging that information as a part of marketing communication with your loyalty triggers. So using that information in the AI ML part will be a big thing. And then I talked about ROI. ROI is a huge thing, where as you're collecting the data, as customers are redeeming, you create an accumulated, savings across your loyalty member base. And then you click a button and you say, what is the cumulative savings across all my loyalty member base? Then you get a number. That number is your ROI, right? Imagine today if somebody, an enterprise, wants to get an ROI report, they have to go to the BI team, they have to collect multiple pieces of data, they have to run this, they take, weeks to get that information. But instead, if you do it this way, it is very simple. So making some of those things, leveraging the data. And also we are introducing something called as empathy in AI. So understanding, customer context, why they're doing what they're doing with your brand, and then leveraging those attributes to communicate to the customers is what we are looking at as next big things for us.
Perfect. Well, very interesting to hear the focus you have at NCIRA, how you're helping brands, navigate some of the challenges and opportunities that exist. Looking forward to hearing more, and definitely appreciate everything you do for the industry. So thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, we're not finished. We have the quick fire question sections, which we always love. We love a one word or a short phrase answer, or I get in trouble with Amanda and the content team, which I don't like being in trouble because I always am. But anyway, here we go. What is your favorite word?
My favorite word is humble.
Okay. What is your least favorite word?
Least favorite word is, basically it's two words, hidden agenda. So I don't like that.
Okay. What
Yeah.
excites you?
Intellectual curiosity.
Excellent. What do you find tiresome?
High maintenance individuals.
Okay. Well, what book do you like to recommend to colleagues?
It's not very popular though, but I like this book called No Bullshit Leadership by Martin Moore. So it's very, very good, and it's got a lot of implementable nuggets for our day-to-day leadership and management.
Okay. What profession other than the one that you're currently in would you like to try?
Teaching.
Okay. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy doing that you don't often get a chance to do?
Basically, I like playing badminton and golf. I don't get enough time to do that.
Who inspired you to be the person that you are today?
Well, basically, actually, my wife and daughter, you know, they every day, you know, they inspire me and make me to be a better me, you know, so that kind of thing.
Excellent. And what do you typically think about at the end of the day?
Just being thankful for the day, you know, for all the things that I have. You know, I'm very, very thankful every single day and think about, you know, what I have and being thankful for that.
And last question, how do you want to be remembered by your friends and family?
I want them to remember me as somebody who makes them laugh every day.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Just dad jokes is my thing, so I always do that.
Excellent. I actually just got a nice t-shirt that has a dad joke thing on the back. My kids
Exactly.
That's always good. All right. Well, thank you very much again, Sukumar, for taking the time to talk to us today. It was great to hear from you and from Nsir, and we look forward to hearing more from you and the team this year.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mark, for having me. Absolutely. Appreciate it. Yeah.
And thank you, everyone, for taking the time to join us today. Make sure you join us again soon for our next edition of Loyalty Live. Until then, have a wonderful day.